Welcome back inside our locker room chats on KNZA. Time to talk Horton girls basketball here with head coach Zach Nelson. Johnny came back with you last year. The Horton girls, they went 8-11 overall and bring back just two starters here this year. But coach, overall, we'll just start with this. How have the first couple weeks of practicing gone? I mean, I'm sure probably the girls are ready to get out there and see some actual action here coming up on Friday. But overall, how have things gone?
So far, I mean, we are a pretty young team as far as experience and age, obviously, and it's been a process. They've been trying to get to know our system, and we've seen a lot of growth with our girls the last couple weeks, which has been a big positive for us, that's for sure. So,
yeah, and I know obviously one girl you bring back, Malia Soto, you expect a lot from her. How much do you feel like you're really going to have to lean on her, especially early on with the things she can do and then trying to get some of the young girls caught up to speed?
Oh, yeah, she's been a big help getting those girls, seeing those growth, and she's been a big leader for us. Helping teach those young girls and just giving those girls confidence. And she's always up there and telling, hey, you're doing good. Hey, let's work on this. This is what coach expects. She's been a super, super big help. I really appreciate her doing all those things.
Yeah, and just overall, what are your expectations then for this group heading into this year? I know, obviously, you know, what you said, you only bring back a couple of girls. So what are your ultimate expectations here, especially early on?
I think we're going to be a little bit more versatile than we were last year. We definitely have potential to have a lot of good ball handlers and take some pressure off just having Malia have to handle it. Last year, it was pretty much her, and she had to wear that burden. This year, you know, we will have a couple more girls that can step up and will step up and take that role and kind of give Malia some free range to use her athletic ability and show off her other skills that she's got. So I see a lot of, you know, we should be able to play a little bit faster as well, and should be pretty solid defensively. So that's kind of what we're shooting for this year.
Set to open up the season on Friday night on the road at Pleasant Ridge. Pleasant Ridge, a team that bring back a decent amount from last year, expected to be in the top half of the Northeast Kansas League come season's end. So what do you want to see from your girls here in this first game? You know you're going to see some mistakes, but overall, what do you feel like would make you feel pretty good about your team?
We understand that. We, Coach and I, have talked about, you know, telling the girls that, you know, we're human. We're going to make mistakes. It's, you know, how are we going to handle those mistakes? You know, keep your head up, go on to the next play. If our girls can just kind of focus on one play or one possession at a time, that's kind of all we really want to focus on right now and control those things that we control and, you know, try to hopefully we can make some good shots and play some solid defense and just put ourselves in a position to, you know, possibly be in the game on Friday. And if we are, we can do those things and, well, we'll be successful. That's what we want.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday. I look forward to seeing what your girls can do here this year and look forward to talking with you throughout the year as well. But thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. Good luck Friday.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Zach Nelson, head coach of the Horton girls, joining us on our locker room chats. They are brought to you here on KNZA by Union State Bank and Sweet Pro Feed here on FM 103.9 MSC Sports Radio Network.